Maggie Sue's debut novel opens as main character Vi steps outside a dive bar for some fresh air. Standing near a dumpster, she discovers a blob, a small, strange, gelatinous, living creature with beady black eyes and maybe possibly lips. In a moment of concern and drunken confusion, Vi slips the blob into the hood of her sweatshirt and takes it home. And thus begins Blob, a Love Story. As in so many other quarter-life crisis tales, Vi is not doing so well. She recently dropped out of college and got dumped by her boyfriend. Her parents and brother annoy her. She works at the front desk of a hotel, where she refills carafes of cucumber water and tries to be friendly to the demanding guests. But the sentient blob holds the promise of a whole new kind of relationship, one Vi might be able to mold and shape into just what she needs. It's a whacked-out premise, to be sure, but by now you may know that weird novels are my kryptonite. Can Vi turn a sentient blob into the man of her dreams? She heads down that path, armed with sugary cereal and a constant stream of pop culture. As much as I adored the premise, though, the novel often evolves into a series of disjointed flashbacks that distract from the main storyline. Overall, Blob, a Love Story does what it sets out to do. It's a Gen Z coming-of-age story that offers an interesting meditation on growth, relationships, and identity. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.